Settle in, children, for another episode of Sokonori. Wrap up tight, children, and get all tucked in bed, because it's time for another Sokonori.
I've got my big, thick socks on to keep me warm in bed.
Do you ever sleep with socks on?
No.
Me either.
No,
I can't
too
do it.
Hot.
I hate it. Even yeah. Even camping, if you're out in the freezing cold, I cannot have my socks
on.
Oh,
I will then.
I can't.
It makes such a difference.
I can't do it. I sometimes will go to sleep with them on, and I'll wake up after an hour and be like, fuck my feet, I can't deal with it. They have to go.
Yeah, if I'm warm when I go to sleep camping, warm enough not to wear socks,
yeah,
I will still keep them nearby.
Really? And then put them on the night?
If I get cold in the night,
really?
Is the quickest way I find to get warm again.
That's amazing. I'm just not, I'm not that person. My feet do get cold, but I like it. I need it. It's the only way I can sleep.
Just your foot hanging out the side of the tent.
It might be to do with that, because in every bed that I've ever slept in, my feet have hung out the end. So maybe that's what it is. That's how I feel comfortable.
And you've never been grabbed by monsters?
Occasionally, but it's the price you pay for being a stall. Monsters just love me. What am I going to do? So, back to the story. This is a story called A tempestuous semi-final.
Dramatic.
Dramatic indeed. The byline is Nottingham, Bolton, Manchester and Derby, March 1899.
I've watched football.
Yeah, they don't normally go that far. Maybe he's really old when they used to play between villages. Willie Folk, goalkeeper for England and Sheffield United and later Chelsea, was probably the largest footballer ever.
Top, yes.
I like the sound of this already. He started his career at 15 stone and ended it at 22 stone. That's big.
What was he doing whilst he was in the goal?
Just loads
eating
of
the
pies.
Football.
Just constant pies coming out to him all game long. Well over 6 feet tall, he dwarfed players and became a legend with his variable moods. He sounds like an interesting guy, doesn't
yeah.
he? I like this story already. Talk about strength. Folk could easily carry a man under each arm.
What?
He could punch a football to the halfway line. Well, that's David James could do that. We know that.
When was this?
This is 1899.
Heavy.
So the footballs
big
were not
heavy.
Been, yeah, that's true.
Big medicine ball.
That's true. Yeah, footballs were made of stones in those yeah. days, weren't they? And talk about girth. The ground rumbled and the stadium darkened when he came out to narrow the angle. That's brutal. The whole stadium's gone dark.
Oh, eclipse.
Yeah. No, it was my trousers falling down. An exceedingly difficult man he was to put the ball past. He was big enough to save penalties without doing too much, as in his day, goalkeepers were allowed to advance when penalty kicks were being taken.
How soon?
I don't know.
I guess once the referee blows his whistle.
So you just, as a penalty taker, as soon as he blows his whistle, you've got to
rush
leg
out.
It.
Get yeah.
it. That's, you can't have that.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool, but it's also fucking anarchy.
Yeah.
Penalties are supposed to be a reward. You're going to get flattened. Willie Folk was also legendary at giving away penalties. Maybe
yeah.
maybe so that he could flatten everyone. On one occasion, he picked up a forward around the waist and threw him into the net to concede a penalty.
And a goal.
And a goal himself. Another time, during a league game in the 1898-99 season, he picked up Liverpool centre forward George Allen and turned him upside down and stood him on his head in the mud. I love that.
He was a cartoon character then, is what they're
yeah,
saying.
Effectively. He just squashed one guy flat and he had to waddle away. The resultant penalty turned the game Liverpool's way. Imagine then the effect of the semi-final draw later that same season. Liverpool against Sheffield United. George Allen against Willie Folk. Going to get turned over and stuck in the mud again. Folk was in great form that year. On one occasion,
he was at his biggest weight.
He was a beast. On one occasion, he kept Sheffield United in the FA Cup competition with a brilliant save, but tore a thigh muscle in the process.
Not his own.
Somebody's. Wouldn't put it past him. The stretchers weren't big enough to carry him off. It needed 6 men instead. How big is this guy? How big is 22 stone? That's pretty big, right?
Yeah.
Like, how heavy was, like big rugby players? Like, how heavy are props? Do you know? They must be, like, 20 stone.
Yeah,
they?
Yeah.
Prop forwards. So he's basically a prop forward playing in goal.
Yeah.
And that's big, isn't it? He was fit enough for the semi-final. The first attempt was at Nottingham. Why are they... So it was Liverpool against Sheffield United, but they played it in Nottingham.
Right, okay.
I guess. Headley gave Sheffield United the lead. The equaliser from Folk's old adversary, Allen, was inevitably greeted with a surly glare. Morgan gave Liverpool a half-time lead. Who's Morgan? Did we talk about Morgan before? No. So Morgan's somebody. Morgan gave Liverpool a half-time lead. Sheffield United rescued a 2-2 draw with a goal from Walter Cocky Bennett. Cocky is such a nickname. That's a ridiculous nickname. The next attempt to settle the tie at Bolton had twice as many goals as a 2-2 draw. Twice, Liverpool were 2 goals ahead, 2-0 and 4-2 up. But 2 goals in the last 8 minutes by Priest, another person that we don't know, saved Sheffield United. Allen again scored one of the Liverpool goals, which would make sense if they scored 4 of them for the striker to have scored one. So that's the second tie, still not settled. So what was that? Nottingham and Bolton we've played so far. The third game was at Fallowfield.
They just keep playing games until they get a winner.
Moving it around as well. That's weird. They play at the same ground. The third game was at Fallowfield, which is in Manchester. The crowd invaded the pitch and played their own game. During the 90-minute first half, half the time spent clearing the pitch, Allen gave Liverpool the lead, and there was a much-anticipated clash between Falk and the goal scorer.
Finally.
Yeah. It's only taken them 3 games to get there. The Liverpool centre-forward, a hot-headed Scottish international, was nothing but a nuisance to the Sheffield United goalkeeper. It doesn't say...
Is this Allen still, or...
I don't know. I assume so. Or it could be any of the other names that we've heard that we don't know who they are. Falk had the last laugh of that semi-final, though. The Fallowfield game was abandoned at half-time. And the Sheffield United won the fourth attempt, 1-0 at Derby. So why did Falk have the last laugh? Did he cause it to be abandoned? Yeah. He was just too fat to get out of the changing rooms. The cup final, by comparison to the semi-final, was an afternoon out. Sheffield United won the trophy by beating Derby County 4-1.
So, oh, easy.
Yeah, in no small part due to Falk, I guess. Altogether, Willie Falk played in 3 FA Cup finals for Sheffield United, winning 2 and losing 1.
Winning 2 and eating a third.
After the game at Crystal Palace in 1902, Falk was incensed at the decision to allow Southampton's goal, scored late in the game by Harry Wood. This is so confusing. The game was in Crystal Palace, but it was Sheffield United against Southampton.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they do that. I don't know if they still do it at Wembley. The finals at Wembley. Do they still play the semi-finals at Wembley?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So they still do that, but it's Wembley. Like, Wembley is a ground that they always play at. They don't just rotate them around
They used to do neutral grounds for the semi-finals.
They did, for Villa Park used to be one, didn't they? That's true, yeah. But they didn't rotate it. Like,
no.
It was always Villa Park, and it was always Old Trafford, probably, wasn't it, one of them? Yeah, I guess it does make sense, but it's weird that it just it's confusing to read.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Falk was incensed by Southampton's late goal by Harry Wood. Lying in the bath and contemplating the replay, his temper snapped with typical idiosyncrasy. He stormed out of the dressing area and stalked like the Crystal Palace corridors in search of the referee and linesman. 20 stones of streaming nudity.
Streaming nudity.
That's a fun sentence, isn't it? That 20 stone of streaming nudity. That's what go on his headstone, isn't it? That. It must have been one of the strangest sights of the century. Right at the end of the century, it was 1899. So that was a nice story about a big fat lad who played in goal, wasn't it?
Who gets angry in a bath?
Yeah.
Who gets that angry in a bath?
A bath is supposed to be the time when you get the least angry. It's supposed to calm you down. That's the point of a bath. But not Willie Falk.
He's just sitting there surrounded by candles.
He's just getting angrier and angrier. I guess the problem might have been he was so big that when he got in the bath, all the water came out. And he was just sat there. I'm cold. Put my socks on. I'm cold.
Where's the referee? We got through that relatively easy.
I got to be a baked potato.
But he doesn't have any shoes on.
See ya, suckers.